Namaste. My name is Uwe Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak that quantum physics has proved that fate heals. Recently I saw a video from Dr. Bruce Lipton about healing and quantum physics, where he explains all the things. Now, the question is what we are. We are a battery of 50 trillion cells. Yes. We are not an entity, we are a community of this 50 trillion cells. Every cell has intelligence. And is communicating over the via energy or vibration to the next cells and so on. And the brain is controlling this 50 trillion cells. So that the cells giving their intelligence to the brain, or in this case, to the central voice. And they're doing exactly what the central voice wants. And the central voice we can translate to the mind. If the mind wants to die, the cells die. If the mind wants that we are ill, have diseases, an accident, yes, the cells are doing everything. And this is true also for healing. So we have external and internal evidences or changes, what you call it, in our life. And the mind has to act on this, what is changing, and so on. And through the energy, the mind is controlling then the cells. And this is the genetics and the behavior of the cells. So we can make us happy, healthy, or the opposite. Now comes the placebo effect. If we take, for instance, a sugar pill and think that this sugar pill will heal us, the sugar pill will heal us. Or if we have the thought that something will heal us, only just the thought will heal us. And how comes it? 1/3 of all healing occurs through the placebo effect. This means the placebo effect is the best healing for all diseases. Just the belief, the faith, and it will heal. What is if we have negative thoughts and think that nobody can heal us? As positive thoughts and feelings can heal us, the negative feelings and thought can kill us. If we see that, for instance, then the people saying the mosquitoes can make you ill. If they believe that, they can make you ill. You harvest what you believe in. If I think, for instance, no mosquito can give me any diseases, and I think this since 40 years, so this had worked out for me. Regardless of where I've been, in malaria areas, and so in the worst malaria areas, without any prophylaxis. It's just a thing of faith. Okay. But we want some more evidence. Some sects of the Baptists contemplate to get an ecstasy through God. And if they're in ecstasy, then even the deadly rattlesnake can bite them without harming them. And they can prove that all the time. They need just this ecstasy. Or somebody, some of the sects taking strychnine. It will not harm them. And if we see all this miracle healing and so on with the Baptists, we can prove we can heal ourselves with our mind. Just faith is enough. And then, for instance, in 1961, there was a girl on a raft in the ocean, 11 years old, Terrio Drauparat, something like this was her name. 4 days without food and water, just drifting on a raft. And still alive. And she said she had prayed to God and she had trusted in God that nothing will happen to her. And so she got rescued and is still alive today. Had written a book alone on the ocean. Something like that. So I practice Qigong, like a million other Chinese people. And with Qigong, and I've learned also acupressure and so on, we lead the energy of the cells in a certain way. Normally, if you have inflammation or 78% of the diseases, there's too much energy, and we push down the energy to our battery, to our Dantian, and so we get healed just with energy. And so all our healing can work out if we would have strong belief. Thank you that I could speak about that. And maybe next week or the next weeks I will speak something more about quantum physics. Thank you and bye.